Hey everyone, this is Rain for Res Life. As much as I appreciate that the Bible is broken down into chapter and verse, sometimes they can actually keep me from getting the whole picture. It's sort of like reading a chapter from the middle of a book and expecting to understand the whole thing. The chapters and verses were added later, not as the original part of the Bible. So, something I really like to do now is to make sure to keep reading at least a few verses into the next chapter. It can actually be pretty crazy. Let me show you what I mean with the transition from Romans 7 to chapter 8. It actually shows us something new about how to think about being overwhelmed by the possibility of failing. Romans 7 ends with the verses 22 through 25. Quote, "My inner being delights in the law of God, but I see a different law at work in my body, a law that fights against the law which my mind approves of. It makes me a prisoner to the law of sin which is at work in my body. What an unhappy man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is taking me to death? Thanks be to God, who does this through our Lord Jesus Christ. This, then, is my condition. On my own, I can serve God's law only with my mind, while my human nature serves the law of sin." End quote. But the idea being conveyed doesn't stop there with Paul trying to succeed on his own. Instead, we get this amazing declaration in the very next verses. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2 reads, quote, "There is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit, which brings us life in union with Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death." End quote. Did you hear that? That provides such a fuller meaning. So remember to keep looking to see if the chapter ending is actually the end of the idea.